Today is our final visit with Tom Gillen of Native Nursery in Golden, Colorado. We've been talking the last few weeks about planting xeriscape or plants that will work well in our area, in our listening area, work well with somewhat cantankerous weather patterns that we have. We've also talked with Tom a little bit about a special job that he's doing here at the zoo in Garden City, landscaping the Cat Canyon area. That exhibit is now open and has been for a while, and so this would be a good chance to go and look at his work and see what you think. And there's always are also going to be another way that you can look at his work sometime in the far future, he says. Tom is working on a book. He's beginning to put ideas together for a book about planting, about landscaping, about using native plants. And tell us a little bit about that project.
It started with the idea, the title of the book will be Gardening on the Side. It's not meant to be a book about hobby gardening, but about gardening on different sides of your house, the north side, south side, east side, west side, each one being a complete different microclimate, and many times two or three microclimates in the same yard on one particular side of the house. But they all have their own particular demands and plant growing requirements. And the whole idea of the book will be to help alleviate some of the stress involved with saying, well, I'd like for this to grow on my yard. Now, where can I put it? So that will be one of the ideas that I try to elaborate on and give people some ideas on what will work there, what they have to do to incorporate certain plants on different sides of the house.
Yeah, let's talk about west side, because west side in this area anyway, where I live out in the country in Haskell County, southwest Kansas, and anything on the west side of our house or our garage will literally cook. So I learned very quickly that the heat that hits those white walls and bounces off and hits windows and bounces off, you're not just dealing with the heat that's coming in the summer from the sun. It's also the heat that's bounced off, and it really is a problem sometimes.
It is a big problem. And one of the other extenuating circumstances you have there is in the wintertime, it can be 20 below zero and warm, and it's still that cold in the afternoon when all of a sudden the sun comes up over the house and you've got direct sunshine there on that plant. So it can warm up 15 to 30 degrees in a matter of an hour. So you've got to have a plant that can go from Arctic conditions to a temperate climate in a very short period of time. And not many plants can survive that. If you're looking out at the xeriscape or the plant palette that you've got, look around you in the sand hills around you. Most of the plants that grow out there have more of a silvery or gray appearance to them. So if you're looking for things on the west side, look for things that have a silvery or a gray leaf or an evergreen leaf. If you're looking for a deciduous or a broadleaf evergreen that will grow there, curled-leaf mountain mahogany is an excellent choice. It's native to southeastern Colorado and will withstand everything that Mother Nature can throw at it out here, including the winter wind.
I have some of that. I actually bought that from a nursery in Amarillo, Texas.
It does well in Amarillo also. Mm-hmm. They'll get 15 to 20 feet tall. You can trim them to grow as a tree or keep them low and manicured like you would a barberry hedge if you want to. They don't require very much water. You do need to plant them a little ways away from the house, 3 to 4 feet. The reason being the sun in the afternoon reflecting off the house is intense. And about the only thing you can get to grow there or to survive there is something that's plastic.
Okay, let's talk about, at my house, the north side is in shade. What about shade plants? What about an area of the house that, or outside the house that the house is shading an area? Is there any, or maybe you've got big trees?
It depends on how much wind protection you have, especially during the wintertime, because the winter wind can be very desiccating. And you don't want the plants to dry out there. So things that go dormant during the winter, like hosta or begonia, or are low to the ground, like vinca, those do very well there.
Okay, we've been talking with Tom Gillen from Native Nursery in Golden, Colorado. Tom, how could people get in touch with you?
They can call me at 888-278-3000. 3750. That's my toll-free number.
And we can also probably have that on our website, so you can go there.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you.